Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Financial Times, London. Ukraine accuses Russia of drone attack on Chernobyl nuclear plant. Subhead, President Zelensky says attack caused significant damage to the site of the 1986 disaster, but radiation levels remain stable. There's a video that accompanies this showing a direct hit on the so-called sarcophagus that seals nuclear reactor number 4. And that is the heart of the tragedy in Ukraine's Chernobyl district. Remember, all around here is a dead zone. Nobody goes there anymore. However, Henry, this is exactly what you warned about for the last 2 years. Nuclear power plants in battle spaces are a weapon that can be used by either side, not necessarily strategically. They can be used in this instance for terror. The people are terrified of penetrating the sarcophagus and releasing the radiation. And what is being done, Henry? Is anyone looking at this possibility? Now they can see a video of it. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Always good to be on your show. Well, you know, I suspect quietly there's some hand-wringing, but publicly no one's on record saying anything about this in the U.S. government. This is odd. There are no air defenses of any sort near Chernobyl, is my impression. So it's a sitting duck. And if you're Putin and you want to talk with Mr. Trump and you want the Europeans to back out and bug out, you spook them. And this is a way you spook them. They have memories of Chernobyl when it spewed radiation. They surely don't want to repeat that. And Putin is reminding them that if they interfere and show backbone and back Ukraine, he can take a pot shot at these nuclear facilities and reproduce the radiological crisis that they had in the 80s. So it is a weapon. And I think we lack imagination when we talk about building more reactors and more targets, even in Ukraine. They are just approved buying some used Bulgarian reactor parts to kludge together two machines again at the Kleminsky. There are people in Ukraine grinding their teeth saying this is stupid, but there you go. And we're promoting the construction literally of hundreds of these kinds of machines in smaller version throughout Poland, Ukraine, Romania, etc. We may need to kind of pay more attention to what just happened and think about what it demands in the way of protection of these kinds of facilities. I don't think we've turned our headlights on publicly on this yet, and we need to.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We turn to an item from ABC News in these last days. There's no reason for us to be building brand new nuclear weapons. That's a quote by the President of the United States, Mr. Trump. We already have so many, you could destroy the world 50 times over, 100 times over, President Trump said as he talked to Russian President Putin about, quote, denuking. He added the two agreed they would do it in a very big way, reminding that at Reykjavik, the meeting between Ronald Reagan and the early leader of the Soviets, Mr. Gorbachev, They claim that they came close to getting rid of everything, but it didn't happen then. Will it happen now? Henry, the president says we have 50 times or 100 times over the ability to destroy the world. What is the National Nuclear Security Administration?
It's the agency within the Department of Energy responsible for the production and maintenance of our nuclear arsenal.
And the NNSA has the ability to destroy the world 50 times over. They provide the weapons for the armed forces to use them in the event of war. Is that correct?
I think it's a bit hyperbole. We have deployed a large number, to be sure, 1,700 roughly, nuclear weapons, depending on how you count bombers and things of that sort, but somewhere in that neighborhood. We have in reserve materials and warheads that have been stored that could conceivably be refurbished and redeployed. What that would take, I don't know. So, what the numbers are that he's referring to it matters. I think what's interesting about his comment is, he used to be really quite good on saying, we don't deal with Russia if Russia and the United States don't deal with China. I didn't hear that. I think he wants to make a deal with Russia to make a deal with Russia. But if you don't make a deal with China, that's a pretty big problem that you haven't addressed. Now, that doesn't argue for not talking to Putin. It doesn't argue that you shouldn't strike a deal. But if you really want to take care of business, you're going to have to somehow get Putin to lean on the Chinese to talk to us as well.
Meantime, the NNSA, you report, is seeing, how does it go? Sweeping cuts. What does that mean, sweeping cuts?
Well, it was reported that there are probationary hires and people who have been promoted from their probationary status to a promotion. And if these people have been in their new job for less than 2 years, there's scope to just tell them, we don't want you and you need to go. Now, the numbers here are reported to be 300 out of 1,800 National Nuclear Security Administration staff. Privately, I've heard the number could be much higher. It could be as high as 1,000, according to some conversations I've had. I don't know what the real numbers are, but you do not produce more nuclear weapons if you cut a sixth to a half of the staff responsible for that mission. And I think the president's comments, I don't know how they relate to this move, because the people in the administration that are making cuts are doing this across the board to many agencies. So it could have been an act of indiscriminate destruction, or it could have been tied to the president's sentiment that we don't need new nuclear weapons. In any case, the modernization of our existing force sort of is taking a hit here, for sure.
Yes, let's get to that, what we know. The Minuteman missile is in the silos. That's the famous one from the end of the world in the middle of the 20th century. Now, this is new. Air Force orders halt to some work on Sentinel ICBM. The Air Force is suspending work on a significant part of its new Sentinel intercontinental ballistic missile program, ordering a pause on the design and construction of launch facilities being developed by Northrop Grumman. Is this denuking, Henry?
Well, it's certainly delaying. they're talking about 18 to 24 months coming out of the mouth of the CEO of Grumman Northrop. Did I get that right, or is it Northrop Grumman?
It's both. It's a quantum name. It's either works.
Oh, sorry. I should know this. My stepfather was a pretty senior executive vice president in the firm before he died. Anyway, the statement of 18 to 24 months rings absolutely hollow. I mean, this has been a program that has slipped and delayed and gotten over budget in a big, big way, and not the least because Northrop Grumman has suggested, oh, well, maybe we need brand new silos. And then they were asked to make the connection to the Vandenberg launch facility super secure and networked with all sorts of, you know, sensors and everything else. They never got on top of the management of the thing, and it's out of control. Now, the irony is the old system, the Minuteman system, uses very un-networked launch systems. They have very old floppy disk computers, and everyone's used this to argue for why we need to do things so much dramatically better. But, you know, these old systems have one advantage. They work, and they're very difficult to hack. And the problem with networking and connecting everything is it affords an opportunity for China and Russia to hack into the system. And they haven't quite figured out what to do, and they have been spending a lot of money.
So what we're looking at here is the possibility that we're denuking. Is that
it's well, the Secretary of Defense stood up for the Sentinel program, so we need it.
Okay.
The missile is fine, but this is not arriving on time. This is arriving later and at higher cost again.
Henry Sikorsky is the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.